For this morning's sermon, we will focus on some of the teachings that Jesus gives us in the reading from John chapter 20. I reread verses 21 through 23. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yesterday, our second son, Jim, many of you know him or have met him maybe, captain in the Marines, deployed. It's interesting because artillery is going away from the Marines. And they are switching over to rocket units. And slowly, slowly, there'll be very few artillery units. And the tanks are being disbanded among the Marines also, completely. Marines will have no more tank units. Why? They're preparing for war because they see the next conflict is in Asia, and they need the Marines to be very small, mobile groups working from islands, shooting rockets at ships at certain Asian countries. And they're reconfiguring the complete Marine Corps for that future battle. They're anticipating that battle. And they didn't tell me any secrets. This is in the news and various articles. It's well known that the Marines are reconfiguring to fight a war in Asia, largely in ships. They're not preparing for peace. There is peace now, and we hope it stays. But in human spheres, in human relations, peace is very, very hard. And I was thinking about their jobs, Marines and other military too, to keep us safe, to be a deterrent, to help in times of need as well. And you realize that things we're most serious about, the things we're most serious about in our life, is to try to keep peace or get peace back. And so we value our military for what they can do for that goal. It's interesting because Jesus wants his disciples to have peace. And we see in this, if you like to fill in the blanks, peace equals forgiveness and forgiveness equals peace. Those two things go hand in hand from Jesus. And this peace is a divine peace. And this peace involves forgiveness. So even though there may not be nations that have forgiveness for each other or peace, we know a chaplain wants to speak peace and forgiveness within his troops. So at least there would be peace among them and forgiveness among them. And that message is among individuals, even if nations may not be at peace. This divine peace is absolutely necessary. There isn't a wholeness of relationship without it. No matter how we try as humans to have peace among ourselves, without God's forgiveness in Christ, it isn't ever complete or lasting. That peace is not possible. And that sense of peace in the New Testament and Old Testament is of relationship, that everything is whole. And in our lives, we know that if we have an argument with a family member or friend, we feel that tension, that lack of peace. It's because forgiveness is needed. Without the forgiveness, that peace isn't there. The peace is needed. Now think about this message from Jesus when he appeared to his disciples. Peace be with you. They didn't say they were sorry. They were hiding from the Jews. They weren't doing something really good. They were just trying to survive in whatever way they thought they could. But Jesus appeared to them and said, peace be with you. Free, unexpected. Peace be with you. Sometimes we as humans, we wait for the other person to say, I'm sorry, before we will forgive them in our heart. It's not what Jesus did here. They didn't say there, I'm sorry. He just came to them and said, peace be with you. We don't deserve Christ's forgiveness or peace, but he says it to us. This is divine. This is not how humans operate. This is not how nations operate. If you say this, then I'll say this. And if you say this, I'll say this. And somehow this works out most of the time or many times. But with God, he just says, peace be with you. God's peace be with you in Christ. It's from Christ and what he's done. You haven't deserved it. I haven't deserved it. It's just given. This is what the angels sang about, wasn't it? In Luke 2. Peace on earth, goodwill among men. This is God's design from the beginning that there would be peace. Faith, point two, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That is a definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is knowing, an assurance that I'm hoping for something, I want something to take place, and I'm assured, I know it's going to happen. It's happened, I know it's going to happen. And I haven't seen it yet, but I believe it. And Jesus calls Thomas to that kind of faith. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And that happens with peace, doesn't it, too, and forgiveness, too. Sometimes in our lives and in situations, we really desire there to be peace, and it's not working out. It's not working out. And we ask God to be in the situation. He calls us to faith. As Jesus has risen from the dead and gives peace, and yet we ourselves have not seen the risen Lord yet. We believe. We have not seen, but we believe. So also that peace of Jesus, it's true. It's there. The words are valid. But we haven't seen it all take place yet, but we believe. We know. It's interesting because John, in his gospel, gave the very purpose he wrote it. And he said that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In his name, in the name of Jesus, is so precious and important because we will not find that peace. We will not find that forgiveness unless it's in the name of Jesus. There is where we have life. So, perhaps we're facing illness or a death in the family or a very difficult situation at work or in the family. Or the economics of our life are in disaster. Or we're depressed and we're not sure what we're about. We just are. Life in the name of Jesus, Jesus' peace, that is the focus that he gives his disciples. Our risen Lord and Savior appeared to his disciples, and he said, "Peace be with you. And whoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven." Jesus calls us to look and trust in him. He calls us to pray for those who need his peace. He calls us to forgive in an overabundance, as Christ has forgiven us overabundantly, so we also forgive. He calls us to life, and knowing that life does not end now in this earth, but he calls us to life everlasting, and to trust in that. So that even our Marines can have peace. So that there can be a calm and comfort knowing that there is a higher one who is in control and he has defeated even death itself. And thus, whatever our duties or our tasks in life may be, we can have forgiveness and life in the name of Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have watched over all of us and given peace in our lives, this peace that Jesus has won, that he died and rose for us. And we ask you that you would continue to make us aware of this, give us faith in the peace from Jesus and the forgiveness from Jesus, and also to be able to share that with others. And also to be with our loved ones near and far, that they may have peace and forgiveness in their life, so that they will have confidence in Christ. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.